Hey, it's me, Sean. Here on Something Shifted, we know all too well how stress can change your life and the way you respond to those around you. And when those day-to-day stresses build up, this can create some pretty nasty side effects. In episode 3 of season 2, I speak with award-winning, best-selling author Noah Belling, a psychotherapist and corporate consultant. Now, Noah holds a master's degree in somatic, that's mind-body psychology, through Naropa University. And she has 2 decades of experience as a presenter of talks and workshops in the corporate sector in support of mental health and well-being, as well as a psychotherapist in private practice working with adults. Her latest book, Stress Less: Managing Anxiety in a Modern World, is packed. It's essentially a toolkit designed to help us calm our nervous systems and manage our stress levels. Now, Noah has very kindly recorded a few of her stress-less tools for us to refer back to when we're feeling that overwhelm start to build. For the next few minutes, try and focus on Noah's voice alone and see how this practice works for you.
Change gears from stress to calm clarity. Here is a stress-less tip you can carry out in a matter of seconds, and this one even while driving. It is all about bringing your attention into the present moment. Where is your mind when it's not in the present moment? You might be caught up in your thoughts about the past or your worries about the future. What happens when we bring our mind into the moment? We actually have more resourcefulness, more attentiveness, simply because we can see and hear and experience more fully what is in front of us. Give it a try next time your mind is chewing on something, maybe worrying about something, ruminating about something that's happened. To clear your mind, bring your senses into the moment. Literally pour your attention outwards and notice what might shift in your level of clarity in your mind. You could choose to focus through any of your senses. For example, you might notice what's in your environment. What can you see? What is around you? Perhaps notice 2 or 3 things in your environment. Name them even for yourself. What do you hear? You might again name 1 or 2 things that you can hear so you can really focus in on what it is that you're listening to. Because our mind is very captivating. It wants to draw us back into our thinking. So doing this for a few more seconds by actually noticing 2 things we can see, 2 things we can hear, and perhaps moving 2 parts of our body. Perhaps we shift something in our posture. As opposed to sitting hunched over, maybe we can right our posture. Notice if we are able to take a nice deep breath. Sit with a bit more comfort. That is also bringing our attention into the moment. And now, how do you feel? We actually have 2 versions of ourselves. We have a version of ourselves or our brains that is slightly less intelligent, slightly less attentive, caught up in our thoughts, and quite easily slipping into a stress response based on whether a thought is troubling or we're worrying about something, as opposed to being in the moment where we actually can access, we have better access to more of our brain, to that wonderful evolved prefrontal cortex that helps us think logically, creatively, where we can be our most resourceful self. Give it a try and see how it works for you. Then if something has been on your mind, once you've presenced yourself, ask, what do I choose to do next? And see what comes to mind. This is all about changing gears from stress to calm clarity. Try it now with me. What do you see? Name 2 things in your environment. What can you hear? Notice 2 sounds near or further away. Notice 2 parts of your body and bring some movement to these 2 parts, perhaps to sit a little more comfortably. Now, how do you feel? Perhaps you notice your breathing is a bit easier. Do you notice a bit more clarity and attentiveness to your environment? Perhaps your mind feels a bit clearer. Notice what this might give you for the rest of your day. This can be a really simple way to help you breathe a bit easier and feel a bit clearer, to help you go about the rest of your day.
Listen to my full interview with Noah Belling right here on Something Shifted, or move on to another bonus episode as Noah continues to guide us through a different tool from her book, Stress Less, Managing Anxiety in a Modern World, available online and in all good bookstores now. You can find plenty more episodes of this podcast on your favorite player. Please consider leaving a positive review to help others find this show. Subscribe right now and never miss another story of hope and resilience. You can also find us online at somethingshifted.co.za or find me on the socials at Sean Lewitz. Until the next time, keep shifting.